This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Bismillah, alhamdulillah, wa sallam ala rasulillah, wa rahayu sahbih jameel, wa sallam ala habibin wa nabiyin wa sallam ala awreen, wa sallam ala mubarak ala habibin wa nabiyin wa sallam ala habibin. Allahumma salli ala habibin wa nabiyin Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kulama dhakra huzakim wa dhar, wa kulama ghafla dhikri ghafiru. All praise to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we thank him, we praise him, and inshallah we're continuing our sessions and illuminations, Quranic reflections from Al-Haramain. Today, inshallah, the Imam is reciting the fourth surah of the Quran, Surah An-Nisa. And it's very interesting that after Islam teaches us how to establish our faith and how to bring about a sense of steadfastness, and what are the descriptions of what brings about steadfastness, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about a chapter called Nisa, almost as if speaking about part of the establishment of faith is to fulfill rights. And among those who, of course, whose rights are tread upon the most is women, and those who deserve the most in terms of attention to fulfilling their rights as women, because the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, "The best of you are those who are the best to your women, and I am the best to my women." And this is from the example of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in establishing these rights that he, in essence, gave all of what Islam calls to, in the sense of calling to faith and calling to making sure that faith is not just something that we believe to be monastic, that we are a faith that only believes to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid, and then you don't fulfill other people's rights, but rather it's a faith that part of the fulfillment of the right of Allah azza wa jal is that you fulfill the rights of people. And that's why the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in famous hadith, he says that your body has a right on you, and your family has a right on you. In essence, people also have a right on you. فَأَعْطِي كُلِّ ذِي حَقٍ حَقًّا. So give everyone their due right. And this teaches us how much of our faith calls to that. So the entirety of Surah An-Nisa is about fulfilling rights. And subhanAllah, is called the chapter of women. You don't see a chapter called the chapter of men. And again, partly to do with that is that how many women's rights are taken away, and also in that particular society and in human history in general, how much of women's rights were taken. In fact, women were not allowed even to inherit in the society in Mecca. So there was a huge call towards reform of the different rights that is deserving of, or is given to women, and hence why the entire surah is called Surah An-Nisa. And part of that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the surah that part of earning the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to give the rights to others. So in the first portion of the entire surah, it's all talking about how we fulfill the rights of people. And part of that is to establish fairness and responsibility between spouses, and what happens if they disagree, and how is their marital discord settled, for example. All of these forms of establishing rights is extremely important, because when people don't establish the rights of others, usually they won't establish their own rights or the rights of other people, and especially if those people who are closest to them. So this teaches us how much of establishing the rights of others is important if you want to earn the mercy of Allah. How much does it make sense that people dedicate so much of their time praying and fasting and trying to make dua and crying, and then they don't establish the rights of people? What sense does that make? What sense does it make that a person cries to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they're making other people dislike them and hate them because of their behavior? So this surah teaches us that in order to earn the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must fulfill the rights of others more than anything. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the surah, fulfill the rights, fulfill people's rights. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then speaks about the rights, the levels of rights, the rights of family starting, and then the latter portion of the surah speaks about the rights of society. So it starts off with those closest to you. Okay, so those closest to you are the most people, are the most important people that you should establish the rights of, and it is part of what Islam teaches us, in essence, that you cannot function as a Muslim except that you know that rectification of the self is shown by being the best to those who are the nearest to you. And that's why there's an Arabic proverb that Al-Aqrabuna awla bil ma'ruf, those who are the closest to you are the most deserving of your character. So with that, inshallah, I hope that Surah An-Nisa, when you listen to it and you hear about all of the ways that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks for us to reflect on earning His mercy, among them that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says tawbah are for those who do actions with ignorance. So the Sahaba asked, إِنَّمَا تَوَّتُ الَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوء بِجَهَالَةٍ, right? And the Sahaba, they asked the Prophet Muhammad, O Messenger of Allah, how can any one of us commit sin and they're ignorant of it? Aren't we willingly knowingly committing sin? And the Prophet ﷺ and the Ibn Abbas mentioned that anyone who commits sin is ignorant of the one that they're committing a sin against. So in essence, it becomes ignorant of the status of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hence why they're committing that particular sin. So part of that is when you don't know that you're accountable to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you don't know you're accountable to Allah, then you will transgress against the rights of others. You won't always victimize yourself, you always justify your own actions, rather than thinking, hey, what are the things that I need to work on in order to fix my relationship and how I deal with others? And that's what Surah An-Nisa kind of reminds us of, that we shouldn't always look at, hey, what are other people doing wrong and how do I need to establish my own rights and etc., when you yourself may not be establishing the rights of others. So again, to earn the mercy of Allah, we must fulfill the rights of others. So hopefully this has been illuminations, Quranic reflections from Haramain that you all can benefit from, inshallah. Speaking about the fourth surah, Surah An-Nisa, we'll see you all, inshallah, tomorrow in continuing our reflections, inshallah. وصلى الله على حبيبنا ونبي محمد وعلى اله وصحبه اجمعين. سبحان الله وبحمده, اشهد ان لا اله الا انت, استغفرك واتوب اليك. السلام عليكم ورحمه الله.